Nick Williams, Cyberline with you, 844-RADIO-US, 844-RADIO-US. Don't forget our Facebook page, facebook.com/CyberlineNet. Come in there, say hello. We'll put you in there and be able to keep up with everything when we're not here. As you know, it could be races. I could be going out of town. You could be going out of town. Oh, the whole place just pack up, lock door, and go out of town. You know, summer's getting to that time. Maybe we go down on Lake Ray Hubbard and play on the beach. Who knows? So anyway, I was telling you about how your old VHS tapes could be worth a fortune. And I knew that there was a lot of, I knew that there was a lot of stuff out there on eBay and everything. Like, believe it or not, there's people that collect 8-track tapes. And there's a lot of 8-track tapes, a lot of open reel tapes. I don't know about cassettes, but I'm sure there's a market for them too. Where if you've got stuff you can trade and sell and everything, you make some pretty good money. Now, here's some of the ones that if you have these tapes around, you probably want to be looking through your closets and stuff. And if you don't, well, and somebody, you know, told you that they were junk and had to go, and you find out how much they're worth, you know what? You might not want to be around that person anymore. I'm just saying. It might break up a marriage when you hear some of this stuff. So anyway, the original E.T. extraterrestrial video cassette, regarded as one of the best sci-fi movies ever made. A good VH copy. Guess how much it can currently be sold for?
I don't know.
$2,000.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Really. And that's a there's a question there because they show a picture of it, but I can't see in it. I'm not sure. That might be stereo because it's right about that time when stereo was just coming in. So it could also be original mono. If you have Snow White is in one of those plastic cases, you know, that Disney always puts their stuff in.
Uh-huh.
The Disney classic could be worth up to $8,000.
Wow.
Now, there's a couple of others here I want to point out.
Why? I mean, because the format is outdated. I mean, is this just a collector's item?
Yeah,
is
collector's item mostly. Huh. Now, this one I may have. They had a 1997 Star Wars trilogy collection. And this is the original movies, New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. Now, I have to look at mine because I have VHS copy of it. I think mine's opened. And they had Leonard Maltin in clips interviewing different people and talking about Star Wars in it as well. But if you have this copy, you could possibly get it for about $145. That's not too bad because I think that set actually sold around $89, somewhere between $79 and $99. So you actually recoup a little bit of money on it. Now, I have one of the original box sets unopened of the Star Trek VHS movies that went from the motion picture all the way up to, I think, the Final Frontier, and from 1 through 5. And you put them all together, it makes a mural of the Enterprise.
Oh, that's neat.
They're all sitting together.
That's great.
I've never opened it. I don't even know what it's worth now. And they've had several box sets since then. Now there's
I have a box set of Star Trek Pez dispensers.
I do too.
Now, granted, that's a segue from the VHS. So we got to get back there.
Now, there's this movie I've never heard of. It's called The Legend of Hillbilly John. It's a combination of horror, fantasy, drama, and more. It was a fairly unpopular movie. But it can be bought for sold for $1,100. I've never heard of this movie, yet it's worth $1,100. Now, I'm going to move forward a lot of this stuff because here's the big one we need to talk about, and that's The Little Mermaid. And The Little Mermaid has come out in all sorts of different contexts. Now, if you have the original Little Mermaid, the very first VHS that came out, it's in the box, has the original artwork that was in the theaters and everything, you're talking about possibly fetching $37,500.
Really?
Now, if you had a kid back then, which some of us did, I wonder if that tape's even playable because they probably ran that thing through over and over and over and over again.
Now I've got to go back through all these videos we got at home.
Well, let me tell you why I think it's worth $37,500. And this is a true story. When that original artwork, you probably haven't seen it in a while. Oh, you know that story?
I know the story.
Mm-hmm. It was a picture of the castle. That was the kingdom that Ariel, was it Poseidon was her dad? King Poseidon? Okay. Mm-hmm. So they show this castle, and you got the bad girl, is it Minerva or something like that up there? And she's scouring over the top. And then Poseidon's over on the left with his trident protecting the castle. And then down at the bottom, you got Ariel and Prince and all of the little characters. And it's a big gold castle and all of the stuff just going up in the sky and everything. And there was this rumor at one time that somebody had done something to the artwork of a sexual nature. Well, we worked at CompUSA back then, and we went to this little shop where we used to get gyros at. And we were talking about it one day because we'd heard it in the news. Said, no, that can't be true. And they had just come out with Little Mermaid on VHS. Said, well, there's a blockbuster. Let's go over and look at there. And sure enough, we went over and looked at the artwork. And guy was looking at us like, why are these guys all staring around looking at Little Mermaid? And we told them. And then they looked at it and went, oh, my God. Well, word got around. And they pulled all of them and reissued them with new artwork. Now, remember, this is the same artwork that when you went to the movie, it was in the marquee cases. Yes. Whole time, nobody noticed. Then it works its way down to VHS. Nobody noticed. Notices. Now, what the rumor is, there were some people that were working in the animation department, and Disney hacked them off somehow. I don't know if they got fired or they quit or what the deal was, but the castles on the sides were basically golden penises. And oh boy. You really, really have to kind of stare. I mean, if you look at it at first glance, you would notice it. And especially if nobody told you. But if you had looked at it and kind of stared at it a little while and kind of let it sit in your mind, they start to unfold and go, uh-huh, here we are.
Oops.
And there's not just one. There's several of different lengths and heights and everything else. So word to the wise. Do not hack off your employees.
Yes. Anyway, the king was Triton.
Triton, okay.
Triton was the king.
I was saying it was Triton
the father. And then you had Ursula was the villain in there.
Yeah. And they were all standing around that castle in the original artwork all the way from the movies, the theaters on down to VHS.
So it's not surprising to get the extra, wow, 37.5.
Well,
amazing.
I heard, because they had taken the... Supposedly, they took all of the VHSs, pulled them back, put them in the new casing, and supposedly they had destroyed the old casings. And when they found out about the posters, supposedly they had destroyed the original marquee posters. But some of them survive because some people realized what was going on and rolled it up and said, well, I'm putting this away. And so there's some out there. Now, how much there? I don't know if it's $37.5 for a poster, but I'm sure it probably commands a pretty hefty price considering there's not that many of them left.
Right.
So if you need to scour your closets, storage sheds, and see what you have, a lot of people I know just gave them to Goodwill. That's how I got VHS tapes, especially old Star Trek episodes and Next Generation everything. People would give them to Goodwill, and you go walk in and buy a tape for $2. And they had a whole movie on it or whatever. So unless somebody knows something about it, it's very possible maybe they might be lurking around Goodwill.
Oh.
So what you got?
Oh, I wanted to talk a little bit about Father's Day gifts.
Yeah, what you got?
Or gifts for anybody for, really, it's gifts for anybody for any time, but since Father's Day is coming up.
Tomorrow.
And tomorrow, yes, it is.
You're going to have to go with everybody else in the stores.
There's a number of gifts that we want to look at that are the Cyberline extra, you know, this is what we would want over at Cyberline. You know, at least I'd like to get this. Some along the lines, but
AKTV.
I'll just start out. Yeah, well, that would be great, but I don't think I have that kind of money to get that.
Your dad. It ain't your problem that you don't have the money.
How many loans
are those kids in perpetuity going to be mowing to get you the 8K?
Hey, kids, we need an 8K TV at the house.
Start
okay?
mowing.
Yep. Of course, that's going to run them back. Maybe if we can get one of those Little Mermaid VHS tapes,
you
can trade it out.
You can have an 8K in every room by the time you get done with it and have money left over.
Well, they are pricey. They do have them out now, though, the 8K TVs, and that's like 4,000 lines of video, I mean, resolution on there. It's amazing what they've got. But, yeah, that's the first thing we want to look at Cyberline was TVs. And TVs are running so inexpensively now. You get a 4K TV for around $350. and for a 55-inch TV.
Yeah.
Not bad. So that's the first thing I'd look at for a deal. And that's basically if you're looking at your TVs and the TV is a little bit messed up, pixelated, something's going wrong.
Little winky dots.
Yeah, their TVs are lasting better nowadays as far as these are concerned. But the 4K TVs, they've just got so. The technology is phenomenal now. You can get these. They obviously they all come with over the air. Signal that you can get and put an antenna up, and you've got a wonderful over-the-air broadcast free. The TV's going to cost you, but at least you get free content in there. And we're always talking about getting broadcasts. Most people, many people out there, they live in an area to where they can put an antenna up inside their house or on their, in their attic. I'm not going to go with the whole thing about putting it on the roof because... the whole issue of lightning and stuff like that. But we've got an antenna.
Ground that sucker. That's no problem.
Well, I haven't done that myself, so there's issues with, putting it up there. But I've got my antenna in the attic.
Yeah.
So it works out really well.
Well, the other thing with that, too, is elements. Because if you've got it outside, I don't think so much lightning. It'll be just the rain, the cold.
Yeah, I might knock it over or something. Sure.
You don't have that problem in an attic.
So that's a nice thing to do. And when you do that, you can go ahead and get one of the... from Amazon, they've got the Fire TV Recast, and that's something that you might want to consider. Right now, they're selling a two-tuner model for $190. And what we've always talked about is this is an over-the-air DVR, basically.
Right.
And with the rest of the Fire, everything that you can do with the Fire TV included. But the Fire TV Recast includes an over-the-air DVR. So if you do have that antenna up in the attic or wherever, all the recordings for ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, everything.
We like to call them 4, 5, 8, and 11.
Yeah, everything that's broadcast over the air, you can actually record that and watch it later. And you're not paying for the, a streaming service out there.
Right, you're not paying extra to have a DVR either.
Right. And so you're just recording it. It's just like if you had a, back when we had the VHS, that we've just been talking about, but just like when you had the VHS and you're recording stuff that comes over the air, you can do the same thing with the Fire TV Recast. So that's one of the things that we're looking at. And for $189, you get about 75 hours of recording time. So that's pretty good. If you want to really go all out, you can spend a little bit of extra money, and not much, $229.
That's not much.
Gets you four tuners instead of two.
Yeah, you got to have four tuners.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
You got to have four tuners.
And then they double the disk space to 1 terabyte, and that will give you 150 hours of recording time.
150 hours?
150 hours.
My Magnavox unit that I have, 1 terabyte gives you 1,000 hours. My 2 terabyte covers in the high speed to 2,000 hours.
Now, are you recording, though, in high def? I mean,
I'm recording high def.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe the compression's different. Who knows? There's a lot of different things that could be going made that are differently in there. But I like that. So that was item number two. We talked about TVs. We talked about the Fire TV recording DVR. Number three, I'm a big fan of the Ryobi stuff. Getting the cordless, all of the cordless tools that you can. And the deal I like right now is, and this is what I would get for me, except I've already got these Ryobi tools, so uh-huh. I don't need it. But they've got a special deal over at Home Depot for around $200. And they've got a drill, it's a cordless drill, a cordless saw, a cordless saber saw, the one with the big circular saw on it. A reciprocating saw was the other one. So two types of saws in there. They've got a impact driver, battery, and charger. And that's the kind of stuff that makes things
A tote bag.
Yeah, and I forgot about that, the tote bag. When you're working around the house, it makes things so much easier to do. It's like I had to throw some stuff away today, and I took that reciprocating saw out. I just zipped through some boards, cut them up, and threw them in the trash.
Yeah.
it helps to be able to just quickly do this kind of stuff.
It's great to kind of have that stuff, but you want to hide it from the wife. Well, once she knows that you're able to use that and responsibly and everything, then she wants you to do all the stuff around the house.
Well, that's true. And I will tell you this, the first deal I made with my wife many, many, many years ago was like, okay, instead of let's going out and paying someone to do this stuff, what about if I go buy the tools, you know, these cordless tools way back when, and I buy them, I get to keep them, and I do the work, and it made things easy. So, and I've kept it for all these years. It's fantastic.
I'm not allowed to play with power tools. I've been forbidden.
Well, we'll talk more more tools when we get back.
All right. I'll get to that story here in a minute. All right, so you got more tools?
Yeah, a few more. I wanted to go through a couple more things, though, before we went away. And that would be, we've talked about them before, but I can't tell you how well all these video cameras and stuff that I bought and installed have been working from Nest. We install them, and we've been watching, you know, things go on outside the house. And there, it really works well because it will upload, senses how much... what kind of quality it should use for the internet that you have, and then it tries to send up as much quality as it can online so you can watch it later. You do have to, with them, you got to do a subscription service if you want anything more than a few hours. Yeah. But if you want anything over 3 hours, you get that subscription, and that's what we'll probably do. We're still running off the free 30-day trial on that. But it's really good. It's helped us go through and see what's going on throughout the day, and you understand the different things that are going on in the neighborhood, people driving by or whatever's going on. They also had the indoor cameras that you can look at. Got to be careful about those. You don't want to just put them anywhere inside your house.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the neat thing that you can do, though, is the places that you still want to cover inside your house, but you don't want video there, they've got motion detectors. So you can make that part of your all of the equipment that you're buying, and you can have your house covered fairly well. And it's not one of those things that, you know, it's not one of those things that's going to prevent everything but happen. But if you've got these cameras on the outside, and people see the cameras on the outside, you know, especially the bad guys and the burglars, they're going to look at that and they're going to go, I'm going to turn around and walk right away.
There was a guy on the news the other day was showing a porch pirate, and he saw the Ring doorbell, and he's trying to pick it up and cover his face at the same time. Didn't do very well.
Right. And it's just, plus you get to see people drive by earlier than that, so you can get an idea of maybe who is a you know, person that's of interest. Let's put it that way. So those are great. They also have the whole issue of being able to control the thermostat. And you do all this stuff, you know, once you've done this, you can actually control it while you're away. So you're off somewhere else and you forget, oh, I didn't turn my thermostat down. You can take the thermostat down in your house if maybe there's something going on as far as the there's a freeze warning or something like that. You're aware of it.
Maybe
you can make
people
sure
in your house that you want them to leave. You can like turn the thermostat way up and heat them out where they'll leave, or freeze them out when they leave.
Sure, even better, even a lot more fun. But it's fairly easy. We've talked about it before. Again, these are Father's Day gifts, so we're looking at covering you for tomorrow, basically. So if you haven't got anything yet, another thing that you might want to look at. Here's the one that's the new tie.
The new tie.
The new tie starts with a T. It's called a T-shirt.
Oh, no.
Dads love T-shirts.
Do they now?
Well, they do. And fact is, if you cannot, you know, kids, you know, younger guys, you know, whoever, if out there, if you can't afford something fancy, dads don't need anything fancy. We like T-shirts. We like something cool. just go think it through. Go look for the t-shirt that you think is the best t-shirt out there. Buy it. Have something, you know, hopefully there's something cool written on it that you like.
The one that looks like a tuxedo with a tie.
Hey, yeah, why not? That's the thing that we love the most is just getting something cool. Other gifts. Again, the Cyberline gifts that we're looking at is fitness trackers. Mm-hmm. Fitness trackers are fantastic. They're able to, you wear them anywhere. They're going to monitor your heartbeat or, well, you got to make sure it does that. Now, those are a little bit more pricey, cheaper than some of the stuff we've talked about today for sure. You can get them around $100 that have fitness, that have heart rate monitors in there that they will do, monitor your heart rate all the time. And that's like for a Fitbit. You know, these things are really good.
I was thinking of something else that's really cheap, and Amazon has been very good to me.
What's that?
Stands.
Stands?
Stands. I have my cell phone. I don't have a stand for it, but I'm always talking to people on speakerphone and stuff.
That's a good one. You're
so
right.
So I got this nice little stand where you can set a portrait or landscape, plug it in. And I got an adjustable stand for my iPod, my iPad, and be able to use that. And so now when I'm at the desk, I got it charging there, and I can talk to people, be hands-free working on the computer.
Armband for your phone, too.
Yep. And they generally start at like $7 to $10, depending on them, and aluminum everything. So around the world via the internet, coast to coast via satellite, listening to William Cyberline, USA Radio Network.